B-Pod Studios.
Okay, everybody, welcome to a Rap Party podcast. It is Tuesday, and we didn't do a rap party yesterday
because
we didn't.
Of the winter weather.
The winter weather advisory, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was also MLK. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people listen to the rap party that don't listen to us here in the Carolinas. But to put it in perspective, it snowed Saturday night, sleet, freezing rain into Sunday. And schools are still off today on Tuesday to tell you that we're the South.
Well, but also I almost fell while taking out the trash. So,
yeah, what happened?
Well, my steps had snow on them because I don't have a snow shovel. And that snow is just a solid sheet of ice.
That's how I left today. I put it on my Instagram stories and I... You know, yesterday we typically use our garage door to go in and out. So because I didn't have to go to work yesterday morning, I didn't even think to like shovel my stairs because I can't use the garage door when everyone's sleeping because the garage door is right under Cash's room. So I'll wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally opened the front door today and I was like, well, I didn't think this through. So I videoed myself going down the stairs because I was like, if I bust ass, this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah. And then Nicole actually did fall. Like, she fell hard, coffee went in her hair, she landed on her knee.
Coffee went in her hair?
Yeah, she got coffee in her hair. Here she comes over to the mic.
It was bad, dude. Like, my whole parking lot was a sheet of ice, and I knew it because I took the dogs out this morning, and I was using the ice scraper on Jess's car to try to help her out. And as I'm saying bye to her, I got my backpack on with my big puffy jacket. So, like, I couldn't put my backpack on fully. So it's only on one shoulder. I got my 32-ounce tumbler in one hand. And I just, like, turn around. And I don't know how I ate shit, but I ate shit. And
what'd you land on? No, like, what part of your body?
My kneecap.
So you fell down to your knee. Like, you slid underneath you, like your feet came out, and you slid down. Ow!
And my, like, my neighbor came out. That was, like, it was so loud. And, I mean, for a second, I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Mm-hmm. But then we started laughing.
Mm. She's showing us the bruise.
Yeah. You got a good little knot there. Yeah, you can see the knot from there.
But the funny part, what's that other scar?
This?
Yeah.
From a muffler?
The funny thing, though, was Roy, she said this morning on the air that she was telling her girlfriend to be super careful. Like, you be careful. This ice is not a joke.
Oh, it's funny.
It's bullshit. But now they're saying another storm this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Can you give me the details on that?
Well,
yes, weather dad. What are the details?
It depends on who you listen to. This morning, our friend Nicole Madden on the WCCB channel, she was pretty adamant that we're going to see some snow. The other meteorologists, like our buddy Keith Monday, who's our official KS95.1 meteorologist for WSOC TV, he said that he's waiting to see more models. So it looks like we're going to get some sort of winter weather, and it might be more snow than the last storm.
Can I ask a question, though? Because I feel like the first snowstorm we knew was coming for like 2 weeks, and then this one, it's literally 2 days away. How are they not sure if we're going to get snow or not?
Just because they want all the models to come into agreement, and they're not. One model, there's a GFS model, there's the NAM, and there's the European, and they all want them to come somewhat.
Is wrong, right?
The European has actually been pretty good. Like, I guess the European does a pretty good job with winter weather and not a great job with spring storms and things like that. So anyway, we'll wait and see. But what would be awesome is it would be Friday while we're on the air. They're saying, like, Friday morning the snow would start and steadily get heavier throughout the day.
I thought it was Thursday night.
Going to rain Thursday night, turn to snow early Thursday, like Friday morning. I'm going to have to pick you up.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go out drinking because we've always said on the show we want to do like a snow day drinking thing.
So you're going to pick all of us up for Friday?
Well, no. I'll pick Loren up. She lives out by me.
But how am I supposed to get in?
You have a front wheel drive car.
No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure your Mercedes is an all-wheel drive car.
Yeah.
Now. Loren, you have a freaking Jeep that's literally meant for this.
He's a dude and drives better. You guys know I'm a terrible driver. I should not be behind the wheel when there's ice.
I see what Nicole's saying. Bring the Jeep on Thursday so that Nicole can use it. And then,
No, that's
then
not
she
what
can
I
get to
saying.
And from work.
I don't have all wheel. I don't have four wheel. I don't have front. Whatever. It's freaking fine.
When I was working.
I'm a menace to the roads in normal conditions. Okay. You do not want me on the roads if it's icing.
I'll pick you up and I'll take you home on Friday. But we'll keep an eye on it. But I remember we had like 22 inches of snow in 96 in like the New York City area. And I was working for Elvis Duran's weekly countdown show. And I had to go into the studio. You couldn't really work from home back then. And I was like, I can't get in to put this together. So they sent the Z100 Hummer out to the suburbs to pick me up. It was so cool, dude. I mean, this was like an H1. This was like the legit Army Hummer.
That's cool.
That was painted with like Z100 colors and stuff on it. The roads were so bad. Even that thing was like struggling to stay straight as we were going down the highway. But I got to say, they did a pretty good job of clearing the roads. Did they plow your road, Roy?
No.
Yeah, they plowed out by us, not in Union County, but
not my neighborhood. They didn't.
No. But like Ray Road's all plowed. They plowed the Kohl's parking lot over where I live.
Commonwealth and Central Avenue were fine, but like neighborhoods weren't.
Yeah, right. Anyway, speaking of snow, Loren's got a story to share about her husband, Dallas. This is a rap party exclusive. Yes. We didn't talk about this on the air.
No, we didn't. Because okay, let me just start by saying my husband's not a bad person. Okay, he just has some questionable ethics sometimes.
Just like me. That's what my wife would say about me.
Yeah. So Dallas on, I don't even know what day it was. What day did we get the snow?
Snow started Saturday night into Sunday.
Okay, so then Sunday night. Dallas went to his friend's house because his friend had surgery last week, so he went to go keep him company. And on his way to Timmy's house, he saw a sled in the middle of the road, so he pulled over and he moved the sled to the side of the road.
That's nice.
It looked like an abandoned sled in his words. So he moves it off to the side and he says, if that thing's still here after dark when I come back, I'm gonna pick it up. And
finders keepers, kind of like if a ladder falls in the street.
Sure. So he comes home and he's so excited because we couldn't, like, we were like, oh, I can't believe we don't have a sled, like, when all this, you know, snow was coming down. And I was like, yeah, we should probably just get one when, like, there's no snow so that we have it for the next snow. So he comes home and he's so excited. He's like, I found a sled. And I'm like, what do you mean you found a sled? So he tells me what happened. And I'm like, dude, you stole some kid's sled. I was like, take it back. And he's like, no, I'm not taking it back. I'm like, yes, you are. I was like, dude, some little kid had that thing out and was just being a kid, didn't put it away.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. In the middle of the road is entirely different than Dal walking up on somebody's property and taking it.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know exactly where he got it, but like maybe it slid down a berm or something. I have no clue.
Was it a big long one or was it the saucer?
I didn't even see it. I made him take it back immediately. I wouldn't even let him bring it in the house.
You know he didn't take that shit back.
I don't know what he did with it because it's not
like
in my house.
When you go to the grocery store and then you realize after you pick something up that you don't want it, where do you put it? Wherever
the
fuck.
Aisle, right.
Wherever the fuck. You don't put it back
the
where
outside
it was.
Aisle. Yeah, I know. I think he did take it back, but he was like, I'm not taking it back because he's like, this is life lessons for someone. If a parent told their kid to put the sled away and they didn't put the sled away and then somebody took it, then they'll learn something from it. I was like, Dallas, take the friggin' sled back.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So you still don't have a sled?
No.
Are you going to go get one today?
I don't know. I don't think there are sleds left.
Do you have? There's sleds somewhere. You know what we need to do, Nicole? Will you ask Leslie in promotions if we can give away sleds and snow shovels for this weekend?
How?
Where are we going to get them?
We'll find them.
We literally can't get a turnaround in 3 months.
I'll go buy them, but I just want to make sure that if we get them and put them up front, somebody will be there to give them out.
No one's going to be there.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty funny idea.
Mm-hmm. So there's snow tubes on Amazon. There's the round disc sled.
No, you don't want. You want the longer one that you can put both kids
$40.
I used to use the brown disc sleds.
That's what Dean has.
We did too.
And my neighbor down the street's got the longer one, the longer thin ones that you can fit two people in, and that thing cruises. But my CVS had snow shovels and sleds.
Really?
On Saturday, yep, I walked in.
Maybe I'll walk across the street to this CVS and see if there's sleds over there.
What hill do you have? You have something by you? By the playground?
So on the other side of our neighborhood, there's a park.
Okay.
And that, like, you've got to go straight up.
Yeah.
So that would be a good sled riding.
Did you take the golf cart out?
No, but I wanted to so bad. I wanted to try to do donuts.
My brother took it out. Roy, I tried to do donuts in my cul-de-sac in my Jeep, and I couldn't do donuts. And I'm like, why is this happening? And I realized I had to turn off the traction control.
Oh, yeah.
So once I turned off traction control, I was whipping around. In fact, I have video.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to take the golf cart out and try to do donuts that way. But I will say we took Cash's little Power Wheels Jeep out, and that was just sliding all around. Like, he couldn't get any traction.
Oh, well, you got to put rubber on those tires. I'll talk to Dal about that. Hold on. I'm sending you the video of me whipping around in my Jeep. My neighbor took it on his cam.
Okay. You have to post this.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here.
Yeah.
Dude, you have to post this.
All right. I almost hit the guy's mailbox. I had to stop.
What time were you doing this?
Yeah, it's like nighttime.
I don't know, like 8? 8 o'clock on Sunday?
That's hilarious.
When did you take off the traction control?
No, I did it before the video started.
Go. Now you start sliding. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What was your wife doing while you were doing this?
Sitting in the garage laughing at me.
So how do you convince her to let you do what you're doing?
Well, first of all, she didn't want me to even take Dean in the car. And I'm like, I'm fine. Like,
I probably wouldn't have let Cash go in the car with
Dallas. I grew up in snow. Like, let Dean come with me. And she said no, but... she also doesn't want him to go up in a little airplane, and that annoys me because I grew up in a family of pilots, and like we all learned how to fly in a little airplane. I never finished learning, but I took like
I don't blame her.
2 weeks of lessons. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with little airplanes, Roy. You know that.
Mm-mm. No, those are the ones that crash.
If you have a shitty pilot, and you don't know what you're doing, but he would go up with an instructor, not just my dad. Which, by the way, I got a whole thing today. I got to go sell my mom's car now. My dad ran into somebody at the gas station who wants to buy it, but my dad doesn't know the year. He doesn't know how to get the mileage. Like, I had to go do all that.
How does he run into somebody that wants to buy it?
So he talks to everybody, and I guess the guy at the gas station, he said that he has always liked mom's car, and my dad's like, well, you know, we're going to sell it. I'll let you know. So I said, Dad, get the guy's number. I'll get the mileage. I'll get the year. I'll write down some of the details, and we'll call him. And he's like, all right, so I got to do that today. He won't have anything prepared.
Your dad talks to everybody.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Literally everyone. And we've said it 1,000 times on the rap party. It ain't always PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Anyway, that's the deal. All right, that's a rap party. Good stories today. Remember, if you see a sled, take the sled. That's Dallas's philosophy.
And don't leave your sleds out because apparently my husband will steal them.
He's like the Grinch of sleds.
Seriously.
Instead of stealing presents, he's stealing sleds.
What a dick.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.